Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Today's Gospel reading is from John 21, verses 15 to 19. When they finished eating, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than Jesus?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." He asked a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was sad that Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He replied, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I assure you that when you were younger, you tied your own belt and walked around wherever you wanted. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will tie your belt around and lead you where you don't want to go." He said this to show the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. After saying this, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me."
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you bow with me in prayer, please? Lord, let your words come through to your ears to allow these people to hear what you have to say. Allow their hands to work in this week to take it out in action. Amen. So I first want to thank the youth. It's awesome to have youth up here. Helping with service. It's just something that we don't see every day anymore. But I want to say good morning again, Alpha United Methodist Church. In case you weren't here last week, my name is Connor Morrison. I am a candidate for pastoral ministry here in the Illinois Great Rivers Conference and a former director of youth ministry at Grace United Methodist in Geneseo. So I'd like to start today with a quick recap of last week. Last week we went over John 21, 1 through 14, and I talked about us casting our nets, reaching out, and sometimes even out of our comfort zone. And I left with three questions. The first one was, where are you casting your nets? Second was, where God is telling you to cast your net? And third, why are those not the same if they aren't the same? This week, Pastor Zach asked me to talk about the first command that Jesus gives to Peter in this message or in this scripture today, of feeding his lambs. I personally believe that these two topics of casting your nets and feeding the lambs go perfectly hand in hand. Because if we are successful at casting our nets for Jesus' people, the next step is to spiritually nourish them or feed them in the faith. With the casting of the nets that I talked about last week, the worst thing we can do in common fishing terms is catch and release. Let me explain a little bit. If you catch a person for Christ, if you draw them into this relationship with Christ and then tell them, read the whole Bible, do what it says, see ya, bye, that is not what we're called to do. We are called to walk with them, to help them in this Christian journey. And sometimes that takes pouring of our own time and our own efforts for someone's life eternal. And I think that's a very good investment. A small bit of our time for someone's eternity. Jesus shows us this love and nourishing many times, or love and nurturing many times, but one that I want to bring out is from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I'll give you a second if you'd like to pull out your Bible and look at it with me. I'll be reading it from the Common English Bible, so it may look slightly different. but it says, come to me, all you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourself. My yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. Now, I understand that we don't all have that same yoke. We're not Christ. We're not perfect. And if we were, we wouldn't be here right now. But each day in this Christian walk, we are called to adopt the attributes of Christ, called to be more like Christ, to gain the attribute of his yoke being our yoke, growing daily in Christ. So, a little bit of story time here, a lot of personal stuff. When I think of a nurturing, easy-yoked Christian, I think of my dear friend, Pastor Tony Ross. A little bit of a past with it being Youth and Children's Sunday, I want to tell a little bit about when I was a teenager. When I was a sophomore in high school, I broke up with my girlfriend at the time, and she claimed some terrible, horrible things that I had done to my brother, which were all false. But she claimed that, and it sent me in the spiral of court dates and untrust from everybody else. It made it to where many of the people at school were claiming that I was gay because they had heard these false accusations. But it was one person stepping out in faith, giving of her time, her efforts, to say, I love you. I'm going to walk beside you through all of this. And that was Pastor Tony Ross. She was a pastor at Illinois City. And through all of my life struggles, through high school, through everything else, and anybody who's in high school or everybody who has been in high school, it's not easy. A little over a year ago now, Pastor Tony died of cancer. She was like a second mom to me, and that was hard. But it took me a little while to decide that it was my turn to share those attributes with someone else. At the time, I was the director of youth ministries at Grace in Geneseo. And there was one youth especially that, knowing her family and knowing her, she didn't quite fit. All of her family was prim and proper and perfect. And, you know, she was a little taller and a little heavier set, and she has a little bit of image problems sometimes. And you know, at school, she gets bullied. She gets called Andre, referring to Andre the Giant. But me and my fiance, we take her out to dinner often just to show her that love. That love that if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be able to give it. We've been showed that love, and we pour it out towards youth. That's where we are casting our nets, and that's where we are feeding Jesus' lambs. As you've seen today, is Youth and Children's Sunday. The present and the future of this church and the Christian tradition. We see towards the end of our verse or of our scripture today, in verse 18, it says, I assure you that when you were young, you tied your own belt and walked around wherever you wanted. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hand, and another will tie your belt and lead you where you do not want to go. We're all asked to lend a hand. Every youth struggles at some point of their life. It may be now, it may be in the future, it may have already happened. But we as adults need to stretch out that hand. We need to stretch out that hand. When you see a need and seek it out, and there's times that we need to step back and allow the youth to come to us. And when they do, it's not our job to judge. It's our job to have an open ear and reflect Christ through us so that they know what Christ truly looks like. And all that Christ looks like is love. Plain and simple. The youth of today, the youth of the past, they mess up. They will mess up. But the most important thing, the most powerful thing you can ever do is to help them up when they fall. To be that hand to pick them up when they're at their darkest, at their lowest point. Pastor Tony was that to me. And I can't thank her enough. I never was able to. But I know she's looking down right now. Is there any youth in your life right now that you may be called to mentor to? To step up and simply go have a cup of coffee at the new coffee shop? To simply be there to talk to do life together, to seek out Christ together. In Romans, there's a scripture that I actually just read the other day that I'm going to throw on in here. Let me find it real quick. I'll paraphrase. Paul is talking to the Romans, and he's talking about how he is excited to come see them and share life together, although Paul is deeper in his faith than the Romans. And for some adults, we may be deeper in our faith than youth, but he says that I will be encouraged by your faith as well as you being encouraged by mine. As adults, there's things we also have to learn from the youth. That childlike faith that Jesus talks about in the Bible is something that I know personally I sometimes grow dull to. It's hard to keep that childlike joy. It's hard to keep that childlike faith. But we are called to do it, and we see it on the faces of the youth today. The youth able to come up here and speak. The youth playing the bells. What a joyful time. What a joyful face they all are. So, if you heard nothing from this message, which I hope you heard a lot, I want to leave you with this. Be the person you needed when you were younger. Be the person you needed at your deepest, at your darkest moment, and shine your light. Amen.